It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, November 27th. I'm Patricia Naft. Today is Black Friday, a day normally known for early shopping and long lines. But Colorado Parks and Wildlife is trying to change that. For today only, all Colorado state parks will have free admission. This is Joe Lewandowski with CPW.
The idea behind it is to encourage people to get outside and go for a walk, go for a hike, maybe go fishing. Something a little alternative from staring at the computer and buying stuff or going to the mall. We looked at what REI announced about a month ago, that they were going to close all of their stores. And we thought, well, gosh, since there's an outdoor store encouraging people to get outside, it might be a good idea for us to do it too.
Fresh Air Friday, as it's being called, is a statewide event. And here on the Western Slope, park rangers will be leading a guided hike at Ridgeway State Park at 1 o'clock. Hot chocolate will be served. Sheriff Bill Masters of San Miguel County has refused to sign on to a letter asking for Guantanamo Bay inmates to be kept out of Colorado prisons. CODO's Kara Pallone talked with the sheriff about his position on the matter.
Two-thirds of Colorado sheriffs have signed on to a letter that was recently sent to President Barack Obama asking that Guantanamo Bay inmates be kept out of the state's prisons. That's a total of 44 sheriffs who oppose proposed actions to transfer detainees from Cuba to Colorado. The letter states that the FBI has almost 1,000 active ISIS investigations taking place inside the borders of the United States. Housing inmates from Guantanamo Bay, it says, would provide a tempting target for anyone wishing to free them or make a political statement. While sheriffs from across the state have signed on, from Dolores County to Larimer and Fremont counties, one Western Slope signature is missing. San Miguel County Sheriff Bill Masters says the request only fans the flame of fear among citizens and that sheriffs should be the voice of calm and reason.
The main thing is the government's asking the states to do this. And we've done that before in the United States. We've housed almost 500,000 prisoners of war during the Second World War, several in camps, a large number of them in camps in Colorado. It's just part of the duty that we should all accept.
The letter further states that while civilian prisons were built to keep inmates in, they were not designed to repel organized attacks from the outside. Sheriff Masters argues that these prisons have safely housed some of the most notorious criminals and mass murderers of our day. One of Obama's campaign promises was that he would close Guantanamo Bay, which was established in 2002 and held hundreds of terrorist suspects in the aftermath of 9/11. Today, 107 detainees remain at Guantanamo Bay, according to the U.S. Department of Defense. Chris Johnson, executive director of County Sheriffs of Colorado, says he does not expect a response to the letter. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Kara Pallone.
In Colorado, state officials are divided over the Clean Power Plan, the Obama administration's sweeping regulation targeting carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. Governor Hickenlooper supports the plan, while Attorney General Kaufman is suing to block the rule. It's a different story in North Dakota, where 80% of electricity comes from coal and Republicans control state government. Inside Energy's Emily Guerin reports.
The gym at the Beulah Civic Center in central North Dakota was crowded on a cold Thursday night in November. Men and women, mostly middle-aged, some young families, shuffled slowly through a long line to get dinner.
All right. Are you guys hungry?
They greeted friends.
Hi, Shirley. Would you like a burger or a brat?
And grabbed styrofoam cups of coffee. Many had matching t-shirts and wristbands that said, "Coal keeps North Dakota strong." It felt like a pep rally for the local high school football team, the Beulah Miners, who would go on to win the state championship the very next day. What it did not feel like was what it actually was, an informational meeting about the Clean Power Plan.
It's dominating the coffee shop talk right now, as it should be.
Christy Obenauer is the CEO of a local bank where about 75% of her customers have some tie to the coal industry. North Dakota isn't a huge coal-producing state. It ranks 9th nationally, but the industry has a big impact locally. Close to half the students at Beulah High School have at least one parent working at a mine or a coal-fired power plant.
The concern would be if the plants and mines can't continue to operate as they do now, that they shut down or downsize and that people lose their jobs.
If you don't have a farm or ranch to go back to, I can't imagine what anybody's going to do here.
Luke Voigt is the business manager for the Boilermakers Union, the guys who maintain the coal-fired power plants. I asked him, but what about the Bakken oil field nearby? Couldn't laid-off coal miners just go work on a drilling rig? Voigt says, no thanks.
The Bakken's a job, but this is careers.
Oil booms and busts, Voigt says. Just look at what's happening now. There's only 60 drilling rigs in the state, down from over 180 a year ago. Coal is stable, and so is the lifestyle.
The oil field, you go out and you make a lot of good money for a while, and they work the snot out of you. But then when they're done with you, they're done with you. We're here, you know, we just constantly, there's work coming. We got a good retirement. There's good benefits. That's a career.
Careers and coal communities, that's what's at stake. Under the Clean Power Plan, North Dakota has to cut emissions from power plants by 45%. Dave Glott spoke at the informational meeting. He's with the Department of Health and is in charge of figuring out how to meet the target.
At the end of the day, I'm hopeful that power plants stay open and coal mines stay open, but I can't tell you that with 100% certainty because I don't know what that plan's going to look like.
One thing he's considering, turning an estate plan that doesn't actually meet the 45% reduction. It's a risky strategy because if the EPA doesn't like it, they could impose their own plan. And that's one thing North Dakotans really hate, being told what to do by the feds.
They come out here and they have these public hearings and they pretend they're listening and they pretend they're paying attention to what it is that we're saying, and we try to reason with them and they ignore us.
Attorney General Wayne Stengem is suing the EPA over what he sees as an unfair and illegal final rule. In the draft version, North Dakota only had to cut its emissions by 11%. In the final rule, the state's target more than quadrupled. Even though he dislikes the plan, he doesn't question the science behind the rule.
It is the reality in the world that we are going to have to live with, and we're going to have to contend with it, and we can do that.
And that reality means while they are suing over the plan, they're also working on a way to comply. As Dave Glott of the Health Department put it, we can't put our heads in the sand. It's going to be a, quote, carbon-constrained future. For Inside Energy, I'm Emily Guerin.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.